Here's the last one I'm going to show you. 2 Samuel. You're in 1. Go to the next book. 2 Samuel. This is it. We aren't going to look at any more of these. Chapter 16. And this is powerful in David's life. One of the low points of David's life. And it says in verse 12 of chapter 16 of 2 Samuel. This is Shimei, the relative of King Saul, who was angry at David. And this is what David says. By the way, the story is this. This Shimei guy, when David's son Absalom runs him out of town, Absalom, remember, kind of wins the heart of the people and runs David out of town. And David is walking down the hills of Jerusalem across the brook Kidron and coming up the side of the Mount of Olives. And as he's doing that, this descendant of King Saul comes, throws dirt at him and curses him and kicks rocks at him and just is just really a bad guy. And his unkind words, his slander, his accusation, his insults are thrown on David. And he is an adversary to David. And look what David says. It may be, verse 12 of 2 Samuel 16, with all this kicking and dust throwing and rock kicking and word throwing, it may be the Lord will look on my affliction. The affliction and the pain of being driven out by your son, the affliction and pain of being accused by this rat guy, Shimei, and all that verbal slander and abuse and emotional duress, David said, maybe the Lord will look on this and repay me with good. What a great attitude. He says, I'm walking through the furnace. Burn away anything from my life that's going to keep me from walking with you and serving you. That's what God wants us to do. Okay, let's end this morning in the 119th Psalm. And we're only going to get through a few of these words and we'll pick up next week. But I want to show you, that, remember I said there are 7 afflictions mentioned? It's a complete set. And this is what God wants us to learn. An affliction is described in the 119th Psalm. In English, it's only one word, affliction. But in Hebrew, it's 2 separate Hebrew words. In the Hebrew language, they have a word that says emotional affliction, and they have another word that says physical affliction. But in the English, we just call it all what? Affliction. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read these Psalms for you real quickly and plug in which one of the words it is. And it's just fascinating how it makes the verses sound so powerful. Let's start in verse 50. I'll just read them to you and then we'll come back and I'll show you the lessons. Verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction. That's the emotional kind. Hebrew word 6040, if you're a technical person, you can look it up yourself in the Strong's. It's emotional affliction for your word. And remember, that's the Hebrew word for God's word is his will for our life. Your word, reading the Bible, has given me life. So what do we do when we have emotional affliction? We go to the word. Look at verse 67, the second word. Before I was afflicted, this is the other word, the other Hebrew word. It's the word for physical affliction. Strong's number 6031, if you want to look it up. He says, before I had that physical affliction, I went astray. But now, I'm going to keep your word, your divine word. I'm going to follow your will for my life that's written in this book. So before I had this physical problem, before I had this car accident, before I had this sickness or illness or disability, before I had this unforeseen disaster in my life, I was going my own way, but now I'm not. See what he's saying in verse 67? Now, verse 71. It is good for me. I've been afflicted. That's the physical type. That's how I learn your statutes. That's how I learn your divine plans to build my life your way. Physical problems teach me to follow the plans. It's a wonderful, wonderful lesson. Verse 75. I know, O Lord, that your judgments, remember we studied that word, the unchanging decisions of God. I know that your unchanging decisions are right and that in faithfulness you have physically afflicted me. When we go through life, God knows every problem, pain, suffering we go through, and he's doing it right. It's faithful. Look at verse 92. Unless your law, remember we studied that, divine instructions from a divine teacher. Unless your divine instructions had been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. This is the emotional one. This is, I would have gotten totally crushed. In fact, this morning I was teaching one of the Sunday school classes and I said there are people that go through life who do not know the reviving power of this book and they get absolutely buried like an avalanche emotionally and they give up. And so what he's saying here in this 92nd verse, unless you instruct me as my divine teacher, I perish. I get smothered. I get buried in my emotional afflictions. Now, in America, when we have emotional afflictions, what do? We forget about them. We go to a movie and get blitzed out of our mind with all the Technicolor or the music thing. Or we take a pill. Or a lot of Americans drink. Or they get amused. Do you know what an amusement park is? The alpha privative means not. Muse means to think. You go there so you don't have to think. You get amused. Your mind goes into neutral. And he says, none of that will help. You'll still be buried when it's over, when the pill wears off or the booze wears off or whatever. He says, this is what you need. Your law, I have to get divine instructions from you. Then I don't perish when I'm emotionally buried. Verse 107. I am afflicted. This is the word for physical affliction. I am afflicted very much. I have all kinds of physical afflictions. Revive me according to your word. Now, this is the other word for word. It's not the written word. It's your voice guiding me through life. Revive me by your voice, your word written on my heart that comforts me. This is what I think about when I think through so many people I've seen at the final stages of their life, and what comforts them is the reading of the Word of God. They hear the voice of the Lord in their affliction. And here's the last one, verse 153. It says this, consider my affliction. This is a word for emotional affliction. He said, again, I'm just totally crushed emotionally. Deliver me, for I do not forget your law, your divine instructions. So, what's the lesson from these seven beautiful portraits of affliction? It's this. God says, I know your emotional state of misery as an affliction. I know your physical affliction. You are bowed down and squashed beneath a physical load. And he says, and you know what? Through that, I want to, verse 50, I want to comfort you. And I'll comfort you one way. Your word gives me life. Now, you want to know something powerful? Whatever you're struggling with right now, emotionally or physically, stop. Think about this list of characters I showed you that faced hatred and jealousy, and their job situation wasn't good, their family situation wasn't good, people were saying unkind things about them. And in the midst of that, instead of trying to forget about it, instead of trying to amuse yourself so you don't remember it, instead of trying to just blow them off and hate them more so they won't bother you anymore, say, Lord, what do you want me to learn in your word? What do you want me? Verse 50. This is my comfort. Your word, reading the divine word, finding and following your will for my life. That's what gives me life. You know, if times are hard for you, it should be a time for you to open God's word. A time for you to read through your little trail of afflictions and say, God, what do you want me to learn? And as you're in that furnace of affliction, what you'll find is something that has kept you from serving the Lord will be removed from you. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's one of your possessions you like too much. Maybe it's a position that you held that was distracting you from God. Maybe it's you were trusting in that person or that thing for your security. And what you'll find is God takes that away. But you can serve Him better. Maybe He wants you to walk with Him more closely. I don't know what it is. I know in my life what He's trying to teach me because I'm asking Him. I don't know what He's doing in your life. But you've got to ask Him. You got to say, take away anything that's keeping me from walking with you. Take away anything that's keeping me from serving you in this furnace of affliction. Teach me your way. That's what God wants from us. And that's what affliction is a call for us to learn from our divine teacher.